Archers for the week 4 to 9 July 1999.
Swimming well.
Oh, the water's lovely and warm, and the weather's so much nicer than last week.
I might even be tempted in myself later.
Oh, I always feel so much fitter in the summer when I can have my daily swim.
You look very good on it.
I like to think I keep myself trim.
I'm quite invigorated just watching you. Oh, what a very pleasant way to spend Sunday afternoon.
Yes, isn't it? How's the great birthday party shaping up?
You should see the enormous list Jack's given me of his old Sturchley friends. I've been trying to contact them, but most seem either to have died or emigrated years ago.
Ooh, how about Hazel? Have you managed to track her down?
Yes, finally I did have a few words with her on the phone.
And?
She was non-committal, shall we say.
Oh, dear.
Quite.
Oh, you never know, she might turn up.
Well, I'm not holding my breath.
Oh, don't worry, we'll give Jack a brilliant party.
We will.
So, what's he up to today, then?
It's so funny. He's taken the Bentley and Higgs and Sid to support the Ambridge Cricket Club away in Borchester. I think he imagines the car will intimidate the opposition.
But will Sid Perks?
I shouldn't think so.
Who are the opposition?
You're not going to believe this.
Why shouldn't I?
Let's just say there's a certain irony involved.
Oh, go on.
Borchester Police.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
We've all had rather too much to do with the Borchester Police just lately.
The thought had occurred to me.
Mum, I do feel sorry for Tommy up to a point.
Your loyalties are divided, I know. It's all very difficult.
I can't believe he's pleading not guilty.
I tried to talk to him about it. He says he's pleading not guilty because he and his friends had a lawful excuse for doing what they did.
What possible excuse can there be for vandalism?
He's being extremely obstinate.
Well, obviously.
His mother was just the same once, remember?
His mother never went to prison.
I'll never forget how Tommy looked in that place. So abandoned. So vulnerable.
Oh, I must say, I get very impatient with all this poor Tommy stuff that I keep hearing. I'm sorry, Mum. After all, he has brought it on himself.
I really don't think that's the point, Jennifer.
All right, then, what is the point?
The point is, we were having a very pleasant afternoon by the pool, and now we're arguing with each other. We mustn't let this business divide us as a family.
You mean Pat and Tony?
Of course I do.
Well, you've heard what Brian says about it all.
I have heard.
On Tommy's own head be it, just about sums it up.
I know how angry he must feel.
Well, this whole business has put him in an extremely difficult position, with Borchester Land, with Beale Tech, and with a family too.
I could definitely get used to this.
Yes, wonderful car, isn't it?
No, I'm glad Cathy decided to take our old banger out this afternoon. Wouldn't have missed this lift for the world.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, Sid.
Nothing like arriving at the game in style.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll show those Borchester coppers a thing or two.
It's good of you to help us out.
Yeah, it's sad it has to be at Tony and Tommy Archer's expense.
Yeah.
There was something I wanted to ask you.
Oh, ask away.
How do you feel about Alistair Lloyd?
Oh, he seems a very nice chap.
Yeah, I don't mean personally. I mean as captain of the cricket team.
Well, I think he's settling in quite nicely.
I mean, I don't want to say a word against the man.
Well, of course you don't, Sid.
But there's nothing wrong with a bit of honest criticism, is there?
Certainly not.
I mean, every man's at least entitled to his opinion.
Well, of course you are.
And after all, I am the team manager. And I do have a fair to middling knowledge and experience of village cricket.
Indubitably.
Just because I question some of the man's decisions.
Quite.
And his approach to the captaincy.
His approach?
I mean, in my experience, there's only two kinds of captain, right? There's the attacking captain, right? And there's the defending captain.
Attacking and defending?
Yeah, got it in one. Well, got it in two.
And which of these categories does Alistair fall into?
Well, he's a defender, obviously. I mean, just look at his tactics on the field. All right, I suppose we're bowling, right? An attacking captain changes his bowling to suit the circumstances of the game, right? He changes direction. He brings on a fast bowler, unexpectedly later, to throw the opposition into confusion.
And Alistair doesn't do that.
He does not. He sticks to his bowling order through thick and thin. He's not even open to suggestions. Now, a good captain listens to suggestions from team members. Tried to have word with him between overs, but he didn't seem to want to listen to it.
A more experienced man?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I think he's more concerned with saving runs than taking wickets.
Oh, that's no bad thing, is it?
Well, it makes for a boring game, Mr. Woolley. You know, our support's been dwindling lately.
Oh, I thought he was holding up rather well, actually.
Oh, I've said enough.
Yeah, perhaps you have. Oh, I'm looking forward to the cricket club dinner on Wednesday.
A pity the guest speaker had to cry off.
Oh, no. Shuler's found a replacement. Colonel Bridgewater.
He's the chairman of Borsetshire County, isn't he?
Yeah. It's his retirement year this year. We're very lucky to get him. I believe he's a wonderful speaker.
Do you know something, Mr. Woolley? I've got a really good feeling about this afternoon.
Oh, no.
Another wicket falls to the bowling of the redoubtable PC Davis.
I know. And which wicket? Had to be. It absolutely had to be.
Sip doesn't look very pleased.
And we all know who he's going to take his displeasure out on.
More words of wise advice.
And more. Oh, could have done with Tommy this afternoon. He's a very useful bat.
I wish he was here too, and not just to play cricket.
Hello, Alistair. Shuler. I shouldn't laugh, but it is rather funny, really.
What is?
The poor old Sid, out for a duck.
Came in the Bentley with you, didn't he?
He certainly did. There is something called poetic justice, it seems.
I don't follow you.
Well, you know how dogmatic he can be.
Was he bending your ear?
You could put it like that.
What about?
All about his encyclopedic knowledge of the game.
Oh, I bet that was riveting.
Very far from it. Higgs and I were exchanging looks in the rear-view mirror.
Oh, a couple of runs there. Excellent.
Well done, Roberts. Good shot. Alistair. I was wondering if I could have a bit of a chat.
Can't it wait, Sid? Need to keep an eye on the game, you know.
It won't take long.
Good. I'll, see you later, Shuler. Jack, won't be long.
Oh, dear. Hope Sid didn't hear me.
He's driving poor Alistair distracted. You won't leave the poor man alone.
You wouldn't like to give him a lift back later, would you?
Not in his present frame of mind, no.
Where's Daniel?
Oh, with his gran. He's not of an age where he quite appreciates the gentle art of cricket.
No.
Although if Alistair has anything to do with it, he soon will be. How's Auntie Peggy?
Oh, she's taking all this Tommy business very hard. She was really upset when she came back from seeing him in the remand centre.
She's trying so hard to be fair to everybody, not to take sides.
Why does it have to be sides at all, Shuler? That's what I'd like to know. I can't understand what on earth Tommy's playing at.
I wonder whether he's aware of all the implications, the impact all this could have on his future life.
You don't mind me saying this?
No, of course not.
And you don't intend to change the batting order?
I didn't have any such plans, no.
Well, I have to say, I think you're making a mistake.
Thank you for taking the trouble to tell me.
It's not that I'm questioning your judgment.
Perish the thought.
It's who we're up against, see? Borsetshire's the police, very tactical team.
Oh, are they?
Yes! I mean, bringing that spin bowler on.
PC Davis.
That's your man, bringing him on. Just as I was getting the measure of the pitch.
Oh, so that's what it was?
That's what was?
That's why you were bowled.
That could be.
For a duck.
There's no need to rub it in. Could have happened to any one of us.
It happened to you, Sid.
And look, if you'll take my advice, you'll bring in Neil a bit earlier. Maybe next bat, even.
Yeah, thanks, Sid.
Well?
Well, what?
What are you going to do?
I promise I'll consider it.
Good.
And thanks.
I'll think nothing of it. Oh, one other thing.
What's that?
When it's our turn to bowl, can I suggest? Don't make you feel placing's quite so defensive.
I see.
Oh, well, I think I've said enough.
I think you probably have. That's not to say I don't value your advice.
Hi,
sir. Excuse me, Sid. Shuler!
Hi!
There you are, then.
Here I am. Hello, Sid. That was bad luck.
What was?
Being bowled like that.
Ah, yeah, I've just been explaining to Alistair. It's all a question of...
Tactics.
Tactics, that's right.
Oh, is that what it was? Sid?
Yeah, Shuler.
Could you do me a favour?
Oh, I think so.
I've got something for you in the boot of my car. Flyers to publicise the sponsored car-free week in aid of the Bells appeal. I just wondered whether you'd take some to put in the bowl.
Yes, of course I will. Pleasure. Now, if you'll excuse me, I promised to have a word with Neil. Give him a few pointers before he goes into bat.
Oh, I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Bye, Shuler.
Bye, Sid. Oh, dear.
Quite.
Are you all right?
for this relief.
Much thanks.
Dear God, the arrogance of the man.
Was it being unbearable?
Another moment and there'd have been murder done.
Are you going to the Royal, Mum?
Jack and I may go later in the week.
O'Brien and I like going to the opening day if we can. The atmosphere's different somehow. And George is coming with us tomorrow.
Oh, not Chris.
Oh, she's got a busy day at the stables and Debbie will be holding the fort here.
I was hoping to be able to see something of Debbie.
Do you know, I haven't the faintest idea where she's gone.
Really? That's strange.
Oh, she's being a little bit secretive about her movements just at the moment.
What do you suppose that's all about?
I could have sworn she was wearing mascara this morning.
Oh, perhaps she just felt like it.
And she was wearing a dress I certainly haven't seen before.
Oh, that is intriguing.
Of course, I don't want to pry.
Oh, no.
So I pretended not to notice.
Of course.
Let's just say there's definitely a spring in her step these days.
Well, it's about time there was.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Oh, I have enjoyed this afternoon. It's such a time since we had a long chat.
Yes, and have we put the world to rights?
Well, if we haven't, we've had a jolly good try. Oh, look, there's Jack now.
You two look like a couple of Hollywood film stars lounging by the pool.
Flattery will get you absolutely anywhere, Jack.
I wish you had the camera with me.
How was the game? Good result?
Oh, don't ask me.
Borchester Police won.
You could have done with young Tommy.
Well, let's hope he'll be able to play again soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's Debbie? I was hoping to say hello to her.
Jennifer thinks she's got a young man.
I didn't say that.
Well, as good as.
Well, I hope for her sake she has. It's about time she had a nice relationship in her life.
Here, here.
Not that I'd ever dream of poking my nose in.
Dear me.
Or interfering in any way.
No, of course not.
Perish the thought, Jennifer.
Hang on just a minute.
Yes?
What on earth are you two smiling at?
Debbie.
Oh, no.
Hi there. How are you?
Simon.
The old homestead looks just the same.
Simon.
That's me.
What on earth are you doing here?
Aren't you glad to see me?
You're crazy coming here.
You're busy.
Yes, I am. I'm replacing an oil filter, and I've just discovered I haven't got the right one.
Don't mind me. I'll just stand over here and watch.
Oh, thanks.
You, promised you'd help me.
Help you with what?
I told you I'm looking for an apartment to rent in Felpersham, and I got some to look at. You said you'd give me the benefit of a feminine point of view.
Yeah, I didn't mean today.
What's wrong with it?
I said ring me.
There's got to be something wrong with your line.
You've got my mobile number, remember?
Then I guess that's on the blink as well.
I'll tell you something that is on the blink.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, your brain.
Hey, that's
not
nice.
No, don't come near. My hands are oily.
Oh, okay, I'll keep my distance.
Think about it, Simon. What if my parents had been here? They wouldn't be exactly thrilled to see you.
Daddy got the shotgun all oiled and ready, hasn't
he? Don't joke about it.
Oh, come on, Debbie. We're not kids, are we? Now, I don't intend to lose any sleep over what your parents think of me. And there's something I guess you forgot.
Oh, what's that?
Didn't you tell me that Mommy and Daddy were going to some kind of farm show today?
Did I tell you that?
I picked up on that information.
Oh, I forgot.
Well, I didn't. Okay, Debbie, how about me?
How about you what?
Never mind your parents. Are you pleased to see me?
I'll admit to being pleasantly surprised.
Good old English understatement. I'll tell you something for nothing, Deborah Aldridge.
What's that?
You sure look great in those overalls.
Oh, do I?
But even you gotta take a break sometime, don't you?
Simon, listen.
I'm listening.
All right, it happens that I do need to get something.
What's that?
An oil filter that fits.
Perfect! And is there a dealer for such things in Felpersham?
It just so happens...
What?
...that there might be.
He was always my favourite. Grumpy old bear. I'll put him on the mantelpiece so we can look at them together. Growler, Monty, and Tiddles.
The names are a bit twee.
Well, they belong to a less cynical time.
What a shame our two won't be able to play with them.
I was rather hoping that they would.
They're worth a fortune, Nigel. This whole toy collection is. And besides...
What?
They're dangerous.
Well, the tin soldiers might be. Yes, I understand that.
You're not to let the twins anywhere near those soldiers. And they're not tin. That would be bad enough. They're lead.
Right, but what's wrong with the bears?
Look at the eyes.
What about them? They're very kind eyes.
They're on the end of these terrible skewers. Look. Just imagine a child swallowing one of those.
Or even worse, getting one stuck in an eye. Yeah, I see what you mean.
So I think they're going to have to stay in the museum, I'm afraid. Or, if we're having them in our part of the house, on a very high shelf indeed.
A case of look but don't touch.
I'm afraid so.
Look at that lovely rocking horse. I used to pretend I was Lester Piggott on that.
Nigel's worth about £1,000, even in that condition. It's early Victorian.
Oh, there you are, you two.
Oh, hello. We were just having a look through the old toy collection.
Ah.
To see if there was anything suitable for the twins.
Oh, I should think they're far too precious to be played with, aren't they? Some of them are priceless antiques.
Just what I've been saying.
Now, Elizabeth, dear, I want to canvass your opinion.
What about, Julia?
Well, it's my knitting. Now, look, it's coming on well, isn't it? Don't you think? Since the last time you saw it?
Mm, it's even more lovely than I remember.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Or it will be when it's finished. I'll have to get a move on. Your mother will steal a march on me. Not that she's been anything but helpful when I've asked her for advice.
No, of course not.
There is something that does slightly worry me, Julia.
Mm, what's that?
Well, don't the holes seem to be getting rather bigger?
Oh, no, don't show your ignorance of such matters, Elizabeth. It's meant to be like that. It's called... Shetland style. It's traditional.
Yes, so I said to the bloke from the game fair that I would take part.
Yeah, of course.
You'll be absolutely brilliant.
Oh.
I can't think of many people more qualified to talk about the countryside than you, George.
Well, nice of you to say so, Brian.
Well, I'm sure you've come to the right decision.
Yes.
I said that I'd have a chat with the organisers about it first. I have got plenty of questions I want answered.
I bet you have. Haven't you got young William Grundy starting out Grey Gables this morning?
Oh, that's right.
Surprised you could tear yourself away.
Oh, I've left him to Greg's tender mercies.
Oh, we'll enjoy that.
Might as well throw him in the deep end.
Yeah, William won't know what's hit him.
Greg will work him all right. But he's as keen as mustard, that boy, make no mistake.
Really?
He'll shape up all right.
It's good you've got so much faith in him.
Brian!
I wish I could share it.
Well, if you'll excuse me, Brian, Jennifer, I'm going to go and find the tree council stand just to make myself known to them, see what's going on.
Well, that seems like a good idea.
Oh, tell you what, George, meet us back here in about an hour. We'll go and have a spot of lunch together.
Oh, well, yes, I'd like that. Righto, then, champion. See you in an hour's time, then. Cheerio.
Yeah, bye.
Cheerio.
I can hardly keep a straight face.
Oh, no, he's dying to do that appearance at the game fair.
Talk about playing hard to get. You could get an award for that performance.
Yeah, no. Oh, perhaps we could do with an hour on our own as well. I'm shopping for a new jacket. That's hardly riveting for you, though, darling, is it?
It is not.
And you want to suss out that new business software.
Yeah, but before you go, though, Jenny...
Yes?
I wanted to ask you something, but I'm not to talk about it in front of George.
What's that, then?
Well, have you noticed anything different about Debbie lately?
Why? What have you noticed?
Well, she's more... I don't know, she's more cheerful, I'd say, somehow. Smiling rather a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, am I mistaken, or is there some sort of fella lurking around in the background?
Well, the possibility had occurred to me.
Oh, I hope so. It's about time something happened in their life.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. And above all, darling,
yes?
Try to refrain from interfering.
My God, I don't believe it.
I know.
I'm beginning to get depressed about this.
I take it this apartment's not entirely to your liking, sir.
Oh, you're starting to sound like the guy.
Shh. Can hear us.
I can't believe this description he gave us. Desirable property for a discerning professional client.
Desirable?
Professional?
Yeah, well, it depends what profession you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, my God, I think something died in here.
Yeah, recently.
And where did they dig up that estate agent from? Larrabee, is that his name?
You know perfectly well it isn't Larrabee, it's Lawrence.
Oh, I think I remember him. He was for many years a stand-in for Bela Lugosi. Oh, sorry, I'm wrong. It was Freddy Krueger. Nightmare on Elm Street.
But you shush.
Did you see the knives on the ends of his fingers?
Don't.
I wonder what's in this one. Should we take a peek?
No, I don't think so, thank you. Oh, Simon.
Oh, I know. You're going to have to get back to the old homestead.
Yeah, I'm afraid I am.
No. I really appreciate you giving me the time.
Not at all.
No, really, I do. Kidding aside.
No, it's been fun.
Sure has. Debbie?
Yeah?
It's been great seeing you again.
Yeah, you too.
Country life suits you.
Yeah, I think it does.
Obviously.
So go on then. What about the flat?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to put up with my dinky little farmhouse B&B for a little while longer. Do you know what I think?
No, what?
I think I need a drink. What about you?
I don't know.
Please.
Look, it'll have to be a quick one, right?
It'll be quick.
You talked me into it.
I don't think I've enjoyed myself so much for absolutely ages. Just so many memories flooding back. No, this doll here.
Ah, Jemima.
Jemima, yes. I saw her in the toy shop window, and I simply fell in love with her. She was terribly expensive, even for those days.
Oh, some tastes don't change.
Lizzie.
I mean, we weren't too badly off at the time. Daddy's greengrocer's shop was doing all right, but anyway, I'm afraid to say I pestered and pestered, and then on my 10th birthday, when I came down for my breakfast, there she was, waiting for me on the dining room table, all wrapped up in the most beautiful paper. And needless to say, I was only allowed to play with her on Sundays.
What a charming story.
And the toy soldiers, they belong to your paternal grandfather, Nigel.
I think they're my favourites.
Strictly for looking at, not for playing with.
Oh, now don't you think that's being a little overprotective, Elizabeth?
No, I do not.
Oh, really, children today, they're so coddled and cosseted. Oh, the telephone, I'm sure it's for me. Let me have it.
Julia.
Now, come on, Elizabeth, let me have it.
It can't possibly be for you.
Of course it can. Now, give it to me, please. Oh,
there, it's stopped now.
Oh, well, why didn't you let me have it?
It's my mobile, Julia. The call's hardly going to be for you, is it?
She's right, Mummy.
Oh, really, all this stupid technology, it's quite beyond me. Oh, I shall just have to leave you. I'm expecting an important call. So I shall see you both later.
Right.
Oh, are you going to scream or shall I?
Oh, let's take the screams as read, shall we?
She was being quite human there for a minute.
I say, do you think she was expecting a call from Lewis?
Who else would it be?
I've no idea. I hope it is.
It's nice for her to have someone.
She still misses Nelson, you know.
She must do. I miss him too.
Yes, but she and Nelson spent a lot of time together.
Kindred spirits.
I think so.
Then I hope she has found herself a companion.
So do I.
Do you know, Nigel?
What?
I've really enjoyed this morning up here, looking through all the old toys.
Me too.
I really am looking forward to these babies.
Mm.
And Siobhan's nice.
You've got to know her quite well, haven't you?
Well, we do have two rather important things in common.
Hey, Siobhan's not having twins.
I didn't mean that.
What, then?
Babies and husbands.
I should hope so.
Nice husbands.
Ah, well, now you're talking.
We're over here, George.
Oh, the heck, it's getting crowded.
Well, we thought we'd get here early and grab a table.
We haven't ordered.
Oh, right. Well, let's have a look at the menu, then. Hey, oh, I think I'll have the beef, please.
Ah, good for you. So will I. Dine?
I'm going to have a salmon.
Did you have a successful hour?
Oh, yeah. I got all these leaflets about the tree warden scheme to take Ormond Reed.
Good Lord, that'll keep you busy. Got a bag full, eh?
Ah, well, I like to keep up to date.
I bought a new barber.
I found some really useful new software.
Well, good time was had by all, eh?
Well, this afternoon, we fancied going to see a couple of tragedies.
You should have done the extra fish.
So, if you fancy tagging along...
Well, it sounds good to me. Whatever wins.
Yeah, I must find time to have a chat with the blokes on the Bealtek stand.
I'll give that a miss, I think.
Darling, I thought we weren't going to talk about a certain subject today.
It's Pat and Tony I feel sorry for.
What do you think I don't? Look, I'm sure Tom will be allowed bail at the hearing tomorrow.
Well, that depends on the magistrate.
Well, of course it does. But don't you think he's brought things down in his own head? I mean, I could understand it if he'd pleaded guilty. But not guilty? I mean, I really don't understand him at all.
Yesterday.
He's dead to the world, that boy.
Can't get his head up off the pillar.
And as if he ain't used to getting up early.
I could hear him snoring like a grampus when I went past his door.
He was ever so tired when he come back last night.
One full day's work and he's ape to the world.
Greg Turner worked him all right.
Well, I must say, from what William told me, I thought we'd been much for a lad on his first day.
He's got to learn to take it, Clary.
He's a working man now, is William.
He'll be a good little earner.
And mind you, I started working for my dad as soon as I could walk, you know. Oh, yeah. Things was different in them days. Work come before schooling in them days.
Yeah, well, I ain't interested in them days.
Well, it's God's truth, that is.
No, I'm not saying it, Ed. It's just that we've heard it about a million times before.
Yeah, don't go on about it, all right, Dad.
He wants to think himself lucky he's got a job at all.
I'm sure he does, Joe. Now then, anyone of you two want any more of this bacon?
No, go on, then I'll force down a piece.
Oh, don't do me no favour.
No, I have one too.
I'll divide this rasher up between.
Yeah, go on, there's plenty in the pan.
Well, that's for William. And I ain't had mine yet.
No.
I've got to cover for Pat and the dairy today. They're ever so nervous, Pat and Tony.
Well, I would be if it was our William in court.
Oh, don't,
Edda. Just think, an archer up in court, eh? Silly young beggar, getting in with that daft crowd. What daft crowd? Hippies. Hippies are a bit out of date, Dad. Well, eco-warriors or whatever daft name it is they call themselves nowadays. You don't know nothing about it.
It's Pat and Tony I feel sorry for, as if they ain't got enough to worry about already.
Yeah. Mind you, I've got too many other things to think about, like them cows out there. Come on, Dad, finish your breakfast.
All right, don't rush me. Nice piece of bacon, Clary.
Oh, here he is.
Morning.
Morning, William.
Morning. Come and get your breakfast. Oh, hang on.
What?
God, got your shirt tail hanging out. Look. There.
And how's the working man feeling this morning?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Don't take no notice of him, will you?
Yeah, he can hardly keep his eyelids open. Look.
Don't you start, Joe. He's bound to feel a little bit tired.
Tired? You're joking. He's completely knackered.
I am not.
You take no notice of your dad and get your breakfast, damn you.
Thanks, Mum.
Right, come on, Dad. You take the cows out. I'm going to have a look at the combine, see if we can't make it last one more season.
It's going to have to last. We can't afford a new one. I just want to say a few words to this young man.
Come on, over to the fence later.
Now, I remember a piece of advice my grandfather gave to me when I was a young lad. And it stood me in good stead from that day to this.
Don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes.
Eddie.
Many words won't fill a bushel up. You remember that? Many words won't fill a bushel up.
What the heck's that supposed to mean?
Young William knows what I'm on about.
That's right, Grandad.
Yeah, there you are, see? And you tell that Jack Woolley, if he sees him, our invites to his 80th birthday party ain't come through yet.
Come on, Dad. See you later, Clary, love.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye. See ya.
Bye, Joe. Now, you eat your breakfast or we'll both be late. You are enjoying it up Grey Gables.
Yeah, it's great. Dad's right, though, it's knackering.
And did you enjoy them egg sandwiches I made for your dinner yesterday?
Yeah, they were great.
Because I've done the same for you today.
Oh, right. Thanks, Mum.
It's always the worst part, isn't it?
The waiting, yes.
I don't want to get your hopes up, but this is a different set of magistrates, and Tom does stand a reasonable chance of being granted bail this time.
Well, that's good to hear.
We've got a long way to go. The trial itself won't be for weeks. Be prepared for a long wait.
Yes, of course.
In the meantime, if we do get bail, you do realise there'll be conditions attached.
Oh, we understand. And he's absolutely made up his mind to go through with this not guilty business?
Well, you know he has.
Believe me, Pat, he knows exactly what the implications are. He's a very determined young man, your son.
He certainly is. But what I want to know is what possible good can it do having a boy his age locked up in prison?
Let's hope he won't be there much longer.
No.
I've told him he's got to keep a very low profile in court. I'll do all the talking.
Yeah, I think you should.
You do know there have been a number of cases of GM crop trashing?
Yeah, we've heard.
And Tom's isn't the first to have come to the notice of the court. There's a lot of pressure on the magistrates, and they can't afford to be seen to be soft on this kind of thing.
Soft? You call keeping a boy in prison soft?
It's not what I call it that matters, Pat.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. We really are very grateful for all you're doing.
A couple more wallops should do it.
Well, go on then, Eddie. I ain't got all day. I want you to get this fence done.
Yeah, all right. Going as fast as I can. Oh, this ground's harder than I thought.
Yeah, well, you want me to have a go?
You? You can't even lift the post driver these days.
Listen, I was knocking in fence stakes before your mother was born.
Oh, come on. Have a bit of a break.
Good idea.
Get me strength up with a cup of tea.
Right.
Get the thermos heat. Sit down on the bank here.
Nice bit of sunshine, eh?
Yeah. Lovely on the back of your neck.
Yeah, well, hurry up with that tea, Eddie.
Oh, hold your horses, Dad.
Oh, it's thirsty work.
Who's been doing it all?
Oh, you have.
Right then. Right. Oh, there you go. One for you. And one for me.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. Oh, I think of something else I'd rather be drinking.
You know something?
What?
I had exactly the same thought come into my head.
Which reminds me, which one of us is going to do the farmer's market thing?
Ah, well, I know everything there is to know about whatchamacallit. Apple drink.
All right, there you go. Just remember,
You're not to use the C word, whatever you do.
Who do you think? I'm stupid or something?
Because it's illegal to sell cider, you know.
Ah, there you are. You used it.
Use what?
The C word.
Oh, very funny.
Caught you out there, Eddie.
Yeah, all right, all right.
Of course, we've got another earner in the family now. Well, ain't on much, mind.
Well, every little helps.
He'll take home 80 a week, didn't he, say?
Yeah, well, he won't need much pocket money. If last night's anything to go by, he'll stagger home and go straight up to his bed.
Yeah, I know.
We was made of sterner stuff in my day.
He's a good lad. Don't knock him.
Not like some of the young whippersnappers knocking round nowadays. Not like that Tommy Archer. Our William ain't gonna see the inside of no prison cell.
Tommy? Usher?
We're over here.
The man himself, safe and sound.
Oh, thank heavens.
Hi, Mum.
Can you come home with us?
Yes.
Well, I must say, Tommy Archer, you're a sight for sore eyes.
Hi, Dad. Come here, Tommy. Oh, that's better.
No. Oh, careful. You're crushing him to death.
I don't care if I am.
Ow.
Oh, if only you knew how much I wanted to do this.
I'm all right, Mum.
Let me look at you.
I'm fine.
You look so pale.
I haven't had much fresh air for the past few days.
Well, don't suppose you have.
Usher, we really can't thank you enough.
Save that for another time.
Yeah, sure.
There are a few things I've got to go through with you, and then, well, I think I'll leave you to your family reunion.
I'm going to get a decent breakfast inside him.
Okay, Usher, go ahead.
About the conditions.
Yeah, right.
I know you heard them in court, but just let me go through them. It's my job to make sure you know exactly what the implications are.
Yeah, of course. Carry on.
First, as his surety, you realise you stand to lose £1,000 if Tommy fails to attend the next hearing.
Oh, no problem. He'll be there.
Look, sorry.
What is it?
Do you mind if I go and make a phone call?
To Kirsty?
Yeah.
Is that all right, Usher?
He's probably had quite enough nagging from me.
Oh, you did great.
I told you, it's my job.
Have you got a quid for the phone, Dad?
Well, some things don't change.
No.
There you are.
Thanks.
See ya. Yeah, okay.
As long as you make sure he really understands all this.
Don't worry, we will.
Okay. Remember, it's likely to take some time before Tom's case eventually comes to trial.
Yeah, well, I'll just have to put up with that, won't we?
Well, it's a lot of time for him to keep to his conditions of bail. Just try and get him back to as normal a life as possible. He's trying not to show it, but he's had a very frightening experience.
Yes.
Okay. To the second condition.
Reporting to the police.
Well, it does seem very unfair.
They do it to lessen the chances of him doing anything similar again. And it's vitally important that he doesn't miss it. He mustn't give the court a single excuse. He'll have to report to the police station in Borchester every day. He mustn't arrive late or give them what they might construe as any cheeky remarks. Mm. In other words, he mustn't give them any excuse whatsoever. I promise you, they'll really be on his case. And he'll be living at Bridge Farm, which satisfies the conditions of residence.
Where else do you think he'd live?
It has to be stated, Pat.
Oh, yeah, of course, I'm sorry.
The other conditions, and these are really important.
Yeah.
He must not go into any field containing any GM crops for any reason whatsoever, or associate with GM activists or prosecution witnesses.
Oh, don't worry. We'll see that he keeps to the straight and narrow.
If he fails to comply with any of these conditions, he'll go straight back to court and could go back to prison.
Yeah, we realise that. We'll impress it on him firmly.
OK. I think that's all I have to tell you at the moment.
Usher, we're so grateful.
Thanks, but save it for the next set of hurdles. That one was relatively easy to get over. I'll be getting back to the office. Tom's got my number, but I'll give him a call in the next few days.
OK.
Any problems or worries, he can just give me a call.
Right. See you, Usher.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
You know, she's fantastic.
She is.
And she's really committed to the case. She keeps on saying, it's just my job, but you feel that to her, it isn't.
Oh, has Usher gone?
Yeah, you just missed her.
Did you get through to Kirsty?
Yeah, we're meeting up later.
Wow, it's nice to see she's so supportive.
We'll go home and have that breakfast, and we'll have exactly what you want.
Do you know what I want more than anything else?
Yeah, what's that?
To get back to being a normal human being again.
Tommy, can I ask you a question?
Of course you can.
You really are determined to go through with this not guilty plea?
Yes, I am.
Right.
I've decided I'll support you. You must believe in what you're doing, or you wouldn't be putting yourself through all this. So I'm going to back you all the way.
Jack is making sure everything's quite ready for the Ambridge Cricket Club dinner.
So, that's all right then. Thank you very much, Jean-Paul. I knew I could rely on you. Thank you. Yeah, goodbye.
Everything going all right, Jack?
Oh, just checking how things are progressing in the kitchen.
Oh, Jean-Paul never lets you down, especially for your cricket dinners.
Well, you know me. I always feel I have to make sure.
You look very smart in your suit.
Ah, thank you. Oh, such a pity Alistair insisted on informal dress. I'm not even sure what it means anymore. I hope people aren't going to turn up wearing jeans and those T-shirts with funny words on.
Oh, so do I. I expect we're just old-fashioned.
I wanted to hold out at least for lounge suits and ties, but Alistair didn't agree. He was perfectly nice about it.
Nobody seems to have a sense of style nowadays.
You could have worn that lovely dress I bought you, you know, for the fashion parade.
Oh, dear, yes. What a pity.
You'd have been the belle of the ball in that.
We'll get everyone to dress up nicely for your birthday.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, dear. You know, Linda's still dropping ever so many hints about being invited. I almost feel as if I haven't any choice in the matter.
But of course you have. You'll have only the people you choose to invite, Jack. I absolutely insist on it.
Even Joe Grundy's sending messages up to me.
Via William, I presume.
That's right.
Oh, honestly, the cheek of the man. He really has no shame.
Well, he's not doing himself any favours. Not with that kind of behaviour.
Certainly not. By the way, how's William shaping up?
Oh, George is very impressed with him. So's Greg.
Oh, I'm sure they're glad to have another pair of hands.
Yeah.
I'm rather hoping Debbie will bring her new young man with her tonight.
Oh, yes. There is one, isn't there?
I'm dying to see him.
I'm glad she's found someone to go out with. I felt she's been rather lonely.
I caught a glimpse of her driving down Felpersham High Street the other day, and she had a man with her then.
Oh.
Yes. Unfortunately, they'd gone past before I had a chance to have a decent look at him.
Oh, that's a shame.
Perhaps we should invite him to the birthday party. We don't even know who he is yet, though, do we? Do we, Jack?
No, I'm sorry. But whenever I think about my birthday party, I always think of... Well, you know who, don't you?
You always think of Hazel.
You haven't heard from her, I suppose.
I'm sorry, Jack. I'm afraid I haven't.
Tommy, hi.
Hi.
I came over to the farm to see you. Only your mum and dad said you weren't in.
You've been down the police station.
Yeah, Tony said.
Have to show them my face.
What's that like, then?
What, my face?
No, what's it like down the police station?
Big room, big desk, a couple of big coppers standing there.
Come on.
Come on what?
This is me, remember?
Oh, they just keep you hanging around forever until they feel like taking notice of you. I had to hang about waiting for an hour. Half an hour's travel there, half an hour back. How am I supposed to get back to normal with that every day?
Well, at least you look better than last time.
Mum says I look terrible.
She's your mum.
Yeah, right.
I got here as soon as I could. Been really busy.
That's all right.
Juggling, nannying and helping out with the pick-your-own strawberries for Neil and Mike. I thought your mum and dad had put you to themselves tonight.
Really fussing me at the moment.
I bet they are.
They worry too much. Mum worries herself to death.
Aren't you glad to be at home?
Of course I am.
Oh, it's got to be better than prison.
Anything better.
Are you going to the cricket club too tonight?
Supposed to be.
I'm going with Marjorie. Kirsty going with you?
Nope. Just me and mum and dad. Kirsty couldn't make it.
Oh.
I'm not looking forward to it much.
Oh, it should be a laugh.
Everyone will be staring at me.
Now, what makes you think people are so interested in you?
I don't want them to be.
Well, that's all right, then. Any phone calls since you got home?
Yeah, lots. Anne Kate came to see me. The mace is still right behind me. And I've been getting a few calls from the others, you know.
The ones who trashed the field with you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
They're really supportive. And two of them are still willing to go to court with me.
Oh, don't you think that'd be a good idea? Now?
I don't know. We thought not at first. But now? It was really scary in there, Hayley. I'm not sure anymore.
Well, I must say, I didn't enjoy that one bit. Poor Shula, she's pink with embarrassment.
Well, Colonel Bridgewater was just a little bit strong.
I thought his speech was downright sexist.
Oh, Shula had to find an after-dinner speaker at the very last minute.
I thought the whole thing was in very poor taste for a mixed audience.
Oh, yes, Peggy, of course, I agree.
After all, this isn't a gentleman's smoking room.
He's a right laugh, though, the old buffer, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't think many of the women liked it.
Some did. Mine, I don't think Cathy had exactly approved. All very politically incorrect.
Yeah, Susan would be the same.
I particularly enjoyed the left-handed bowler and the female umpire, right? I can't remember that one.
Yeah. Did you see Mrs. Antrobus? She was laughing fit to bust.
Oh, yeah, she's a good sport. Yeah. In your old house, things going at the old pick-your-own, then?
Oh, well, Hayley's great. She really pulls the punters in. Trouble is, people turn up expecting to see her in a princess costume. They're quite disappointed when it's just Hayley in her jeans.
Well, get her to wear what she's wearing tonight. They're pulling the crowd.
Well, and risk getting strawberry juice all down the front. You must be joking. No, Mike sent Brenda down to the theatrical hire people in Felpersham to rent out a costume for her. We weren't going to do anything like that, of course, but the punters are keen, so...
Good idea. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry I can't help with the bell ringing.
Oh, that's all right, Sid, I understand. You've got a pub to run.
Thought William Grundy was pretty keen at one time.
Well, he hasn't been to practice for weeks. I'm not surprised, mind you. He's been doing his GCSEs, and now he's working full-time.
Have you tried Tim Hathaway and his missus? They seem dead keen to get involved in village life.
Well, I've been to see them. They say they like the sound the bells make, but they don't think actually ringing them is quite their cup of tea.
Ah, yeah, I bet you hear a lot of that,
If I had a pound for every
you'd
time...
You'd be a rich man, right? Oh, just thought of something.
What's that?
Have you asked Colin Kennedy? Didn't he used to ring over in Penny Acid?
Hey, that's a really good idea. I'll ask him.
Poor Tommy. I've been watching him. He's hardly uttered a word all evening.
I may disapprove of what he's doing, Jack, but I do feel sorry for the boy. He seems so lonely.
Mm.
Oh, he's getting up.
I think he's coming over.
Oh, I do wish people wouldn't stare like that.
Looks really pale.
I don't think he's exactly enjoying his notoriety.
Hello, Tommy.
Hi, Grandad.
Are you all right, dear?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Are you sure?
Just want a bit of fresh air, that's all.
Oh.
Excuse me. Sorry, let's get past.
Oh, dear. Shall I go after him?
No, look. Hayley's seen him. She's going out as well.
Oh, shh. Alistair's going to make his speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my maiden captain's speech at an Ambridge Cricket Club dinner. And may I begin it by saying a very heartfelt thank you to our guest speaker, Colonel Derek Bridgewater.
Hear, hear!
For sparing the time during his retirement year as chairman of Borsetshire County Cricket Club to give us such a fascinating account of the history of that great cricketing institution.
Yeah.
Not to mention some of the racier anecdotes. Now, this year's seen mixed fortunes for the Ambridge Cricket Club, and times when we haven't exactly been playing at our best.
He can certainly say that again.
Shut up, Sid, for goodness sake.
But I would like to say a heartfelt thank you for all the support everyone's shown me through the year, both on and off the pitch. I shall continue to try my hardest to live up to the responsibilities with which you've entrusted me.
I knew I shouldn't have come.
Tommy, I know how you must be feeling.
Oh, and you know all about it, I suppose.
If you're going to be all moody with me, I'm going back inside.
No, Hayley, don't go, I'm sorry.
All right, then.
I'm just out of place in there. I feel stupid.
You're not out of place, Tommy. You're a member of that cricket club. Now think of the number of times you've given up your spare time and turned out for them and played well, and what's more, you've enjoyed it.
I suppose so.
But you're right, you have. Then you've as much reason to be there as anyone else. More than some, I'd say.
It's not about that, though, is it?
What is it, then?
I told you it'd be like this.
Told me what?
Everybody's staring at me.
And I told you people have got better things to do.
Have they?
Yes, they have. You just think the world revolves around it at the moment.
I don't.
That's what it seems like. Let's not argue.
No.
We're on the same side, remember? I mean, everyone was saying to me, isn't it nice to see Tommy here?
They didn't say it to me.
Because people are embarrassed. They don't know what to say.
Gran could hardly bring herself to speak to me.
Oh, that's not true. She was very concerned when she saw you walking out just now.
Because I made the table arrangements untidy.
It's not fair. God, I'm surprised at you. I mean, she may not agree with what you did, but she cares about you very much. Lots of us do.
I've just caused a load of trouble.
That's not true.
That's how it looks to them, isn't it? Sometimes I just want to get back to being a normal person.
Thanks for everything, Jack.
Oh, that's all right.
I think it went very well, don't you?
Yes, very well. And your speech was excellent.
Oh, thank you. I hope Peggy wasn't too upset.
What, about the guest speaker?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no.
The Colonel's sense of humour did turn out to be a little, shall we say, behind the times.
Peggy would certainly agree with you there.
Well, hope too many people weren't offended.
I don't really think so.
He's a harmless old buffer when you get talking to him.
I'm sure he is.
But Shula was quite upset.
Oh, dear. I'm sure she needn't have been.
It was unfortunate that the other speaker had to cancel so late in the day.
I'd still like to apologise to Peggy before I go.
Thank you. Thank you. I know Jack will be delighted to hear that you could make it. Yeah, it is a special birthday, as you know.
Peggy?
Oh, here he is now. Well, thanks for ringing. Yes, I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Who was that on the telephone, Peggy?
It was Tommy Croker.
Oh.
He says he'll be only too delighted to come and play for your birthday party.
Oh, good. Only, I thought it might be...
No, it wasn't.
I see.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Well, I think I'll just make sure the staff are clearing everything up. Oh, excuse me, Alistair. I'll say good night then.
Oh, thanks, Jack. Good night.
Good night, and thank you.
Peggy, I just wanted to apologise.
About the silly old Colonel. Alistair, that's the least of my worries. I was probably being a little bit narrow-minded.
Sheila was a bit embarrassed.
Well, tell her from me she needn't be.
Jack seemed rather upset.
Oh, it's Jack's daughter, Hazel. We had no idea where she was. We tried and tried to track her down.
Oh, yes. Sheila told me you'd heard from her.
Yes. She found out we were trying to find her, and she got in touch with me. But as soon as she knew it was only about Jack's birthday, she rather rapidly lost interest.
I see.
I may seem cynical, but I believe she thought Jack was dead, and there was something in it for her. And then when she found out he wasn't, well... Poor Jack, he's still waiting and waiting for her to say she's coming.
She sounds like a real charmer.
I get so angry on poor Jack's behalf. Between you and me, Alistair, Hazel is a nasty piece of work.
Breakfast. That was a real treat.
Oh, well, just thought I'd take advantage of a quiet morning. There won't be many more of these once harvesting gets underway.
That was very thoughtful.
Anyway, now you've eaten all that, you can go back to bed if you like.
You know I'd hate that.
Oh, give your leg a good rest. I mean, I can take care of everything.
Very kind of you, Phil, but no thanks.
Well, you know, I sometimes wonder if I'll ever get used to Ruth and David's kitchen.
I expect you will.
Been searching everywhere for a bottle of Worcester sauce.
Worcester sauce?
Yeah, for the scrambled eggs.
Oh.
No sign of one anywhere. And they don't even seem to possess a pepper mill.
Goodness me.
And that electric stove. I shall never get used to that contraption.
You did say that about the microwave?
Oh, well, perhaps I did, yes.
You're a convert to it now.
No, that's totally different.
Of course it is, dear. I expect Ruth and David are finding it just as difficult to get used to the Arga.
Oh, I think they're having a whale of a time. They've got so much more space.
I know.
Oh, I do rather miss it.
It's only until I can cope with the stairs.
Yes, I know, I know. Did you enjoy the cricket club dinner last night?
Very much, apart from that guest speaker.
Yes, she was a bit much. Don't think Shirley realised she was booking a blue comedian.
She was embarrassed. Mm.
Jack seemed a bit subdued, I thought.
Is that wretched Hazel? She really is awful. Mm. Peggy was telling me she still hasn't rung back to say if she's coming to Jack's birthday party.
Oh, well, he'll be terribly disappointed if she doesn't.
Yes.
Hello?
It's Janet.
Oh, come on in, Janet.
Oh, it's all right. I'll come back later.
No. We've just finished.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, if I'm not intruding.
Of course you're not. Come in and sit down.
There you are. Here's a chair.
Oh, thanks.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I've just had a cup with Shula. She asked me to bring you these. They're posters and flyers about the Give Your Car a Rest campaign.
Oh, right.
And I wanted to bring you both up to speed on the Bell Fund committee meeting last night.
Well, I'm sorry we couldn't be there. Mm.
Entirely my fault for stupidly arranging it on the evening of the cricket dinner.
How's Neil getting on with his recruiting drive for Ringers?
Well, we still need a couple more. We're getting plenty of help from Edgeley and Darrington.
Oh, well, they're very experienced.
They've been terrific. I'm hoping we'll have a full team and a couple of spares by the time the bells are ready.
I wish I could be in more help.
Oh, you do more than your bit playing the organ every Sunday. And I wouldn't expect you to leg it back and forth between the organ and belfry every 5 minutes.
It's quite a funny picture.
Even Phil has his limitations.
Yeah, don't I know it.
Talking of church music...
Ah, I think I know what's next on the agenda.
Yes, you probably do.
Well, all right. I've had a look at one of those new hymn books.
Good.
Without prejudice, I hope.
I expect nothing less.
Well, Some of the new hymns seem terribly bland to me.
But there are a lot of the old favourites in there too.
But I'm afraid I just don't get the impression that people want them.
We do have a new generation coming into church now. They don't know half of those hymns. They know the ones they sing at assemblies in school.
Yes, I know that, of course, and I can see it's a strong argument, but what are we sacrificing? Continuity? History? Oh, and another thing. Whole sets of those hymn books are memorials for past parishioners, you know.
I'm not suggesting for one moment that we throw them out.
Oh, well, that's something, I suppose.
Mike!
What is it, Ailey?
Can you help me?
You all right?
I can't see over this costume to wear up the strawberries.
It looks really good on you, though.
Oh, thanks very much.
What's the matter? Don't you like it?
No, I don't.
Well, I can see it might be a little bit cumbersome.
A bit?
But, I mean, is that the only problem?
I'll be with you in a minute, madam. Cumbersome isn't the blooming word. Now, I don't want to be awkward or anything, but I can't even see the table from up here. Look.
Look, I'll sort this. Madam, that's £1.50. Thank you.
I thought I was supposed to be the strawberry princess.
Yeah, well, you are.
Not a blooming strawberry.
Well, it's all the bread you could get from that hire place in a hurry.
But, Mike, I...
Look, she wouldn't have known you wouldn't like it, would she?
No, I'm not blaming Brenda, but I feel very stupid.
Come on, Hayley. It does look great.
But I can't work in it. It's too big. It's digging into my armpits. That lady's waiting for change.
Look, it's a bit difficult, I can see that, but the overall effect's so good.
It's 50 pence.
There's your change, madam. 50p, thank you.
Overall effect. I mean, just look at my tummy in it. It's huge. Mm. I can't see what I'm doing at all. I was thinking more of a Snow White kind of thing. A dress. Not a Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, well... Look, just try and make it work, Ailey. I mean, Brenda went to ever such a lot of trouble.
Then let her wear the blooming thing.
Ailey, you look fantastic.
What?
Well, it's really great. It really is.
Oh, you think so, do you?
I don't think you said quite the right thing there, Neil.
Hmm? Yes, well, you can wear the thing, Neil Carter. I don't care, I'm taking it off.
But people come to see the Strawberry Princess.
Exactly, the Strawberry Princess. Well, they can see me, Hayley Jordan, from off the radio in the clothes I wore when I was on it.
Oh, come on, Hayley.
No, Neil. Nice idea doesn't work, right?
Look, whatever makes you happy.
I'll be happier when I take it off.
We really do appreciate the time you're putting in, you know. Don't we, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, I can't stay long. I've got to get back.
Well, that's okay. I can manage here with Brenda.
Are you quite happy now?
Yes, fine. For a couple of hours, anyway.
You're doing a great job.
No silly costumes?
No silly costumes.
You two get off then.
Right. See you later.
Yeah, and thanks, Hayley.
Bye.
Hayley!
Janet, hi.
Oh, those strawberries look good.
Yeah, they should do really well if the weather keeps up.
I'll do nicely with some clotted cream for my tea.
Oof, how wicked.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. Have you seen anything of Tommy lately? I've been up to see the family, but I haven't had a chance to talk to him alone.
Well, I saw him at the cricket club, do.
How was he then?
Pretty fed up.
It must be very hard for him.
Yeah. He left early.
I heard.
Yes, well, of course you would have. This is Ambridge.
I don't think the gossip about Tommy is at all malicious.
I think he's scared.
Yes.
I think he's beginning to realise what and who he's up against.
Yes.
I mean, not just prison. That's bad enough. But what about that big biotech company? What about Borchester Land? What about all the big boys?
Look, next time you see him, tell him if there's ever anything I can do. Even if he just wants to talk it all through with someone.
Yeah, I'll tell him that.
Thanks. And there was something else I wanted to ask you.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I expect you've heard about the plans for the next village fete.
Some kind of millennium theme, isn't it?
That's the idea.
Gets everywhere, this blooming millennium, doesn't it?
It is quite an important milestone.
Well, go on, what are you going to ask?
Oh, one of the ideas Linda Snell's come up with is to stage a longboat race on the River Am.
A longboat? Is that like the Vikings sailed about in?
That's it. There are various teams. The Bull have already entered and the Cat and Fiddle.
Oh, that'll be a grudge race between those two.
The team has to build the boat, then race it over the course. Some of it sailed on the river and some of it carried over land.
Sounds great. Where do I sign up?
I thought we could get a women's team together. Oosh is up for it and Ruth.
Oh, well, so am I. It sounds brilliant.
I knew you would be.
There's only one drawback, though.
What's that?
I've never built a boat in my life.
Neither have I.
We'd have to get some bloke to show us then, wouldn't we?
Hayley, I'm surprised at you.
It's been good having some time to ourselves.
You sure David and Ruth don't need you?
For once, I'm keeping a low profile, letting them get on with things.
They're very good.
Haven't we always said so?
And soon there'll be two more additions to the family.
Oh, fancy being grandparents again.
Twice over, what's more.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Neither can I.
Yes, it's nice to see Nigel and Elizabeth so happy together.
See, you were quite wrong about Nigel.
I'm the first to admit it. But I certainly had my reservations at one time.
Reservations? That's putting it mildly.
Well, he's certainly matured over the years.
Yes. We don't see so much of that gorilla suit these days.
Thank goodness for that. No, I think the thing is Elizabeth and Nigel have had a few storms to weather.
They have.
It's when the tough times come along that a marriage is really tested.
Well, they've certainly had their share of those. Just look at what they've been through with Julia.
Yes. And let's hope there won't be any more.
With Julia?
No, I was thinking about what we went through when Elizabeth was a baby.
Oh, yes. Hardly likely to forget that.
Yeah. We know it's a repetition of that nightmare.
I was so sick of the sight of those hospital corridors.
Yeah. Looking at Elizabeth in that hospital cot was bad enough.
So little.
Yeah, and helpless.
Phil, I'm sure if there was any problem with the twins, the doctors would have diagnosed it by now.
Mm.
She's been scanned. We never had scans in our day. Do you know, they can even perform operations in the womb now.
Oh, yes, of course I know, but somehow I still can't help worrying.
Of course you worry, so do I. We're bound to. But medicine's so much more advanced these days.
Yes. Yes, I know, you're right. Of course it is.
So, how's it gone then?
All right, Neil. Look at this.
Hey, that's not bad.
It's been up and down all morning.
Yeah, quiet enough now.
It'll pick up a lot at the weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry about that princess business.
It's all right. If people come up and ask, where's the strawberry princess, I tell them it's me. Most of them look at me as if I'm quite daft.
Well, I think you're doing a great job.
Is it okay if I get off in a minute? Only I'm working up at Brookfield this afternoon.
Yeah, of course. You know, I think if we get the weather, we're going to do very well this season.
Well, that's good. Look on the bright side.
I am doing. I've got a good feeling.
Oh, yeah? Good feeling about what?
About the strawberries. We're doing well.
Aren't we just?
Hi, Mike.
How what were you taking this morning?
You couldn't say I've been particularly busy.
Well, this rate will certainly clean up over the weekend.
Well, that's what I said. Right, gentlemen, I will say cheerio to you then.
Yeah, see you then, Hayley.
Yeah, bye, Hayley.
Bye.
And thanks again.
Yeah. Okay. She's a real live wire, that one.
Ah, she's great. And she sells a lot of strawberries, so we've got to keep her happy.
Yeah.
So no more daft ideas with costumes.
Oh, just kidding, it didn't work out.
Okay. Now, Roy's coming to take over this afternoon, so I think we'll be able to get back to work, don't you?
Yeah, I'll see why not. Do you want to look after the cash?
Yeah, I can nip into the bank later this afternoon.
Here, you've been up at Bridge Farm this morning.
Mm-hmm. Gave Tony a hand hoeing the cabbages, yeah?
How's Pat and Tony now?
Not good. Tony's on automatic pilot. Pat's very down.
Yeah, well, she is going to get days like that.
Must be terrible.
Yeah. You know, Neil, she was getting so much better. And supporting Tommy must be putting one hell of a strain on her. It's bad timing, all this. Really bad timing.
Bridge Farm. Oh, dear. The strain is beginning to tell.
Yes.
I didn't know where you were. Oh, dear God, Pat. What have you been doing?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, there's paper everywhere.
I was doing the invoices. I just can't make any sense of them.
It's all right, love.
It's not all right. Oh, I was feeling so much better, and now suddenly I can't do it again. I don't understand.
Yeah, but Tim warned you, though. He said there would still be difficult times.
I'm doing what Janet tells me, trying to look on the positive side.
You're doing really well, love.
Then why isn't it working? Why am I still like this?
You're just having a bad day.
Why?
Maybe you're worried about Tommy.
Tommy's my my son. I should be able to support my son.
You are supporting him. You're supporting him brilliantly.
Hello, anyone there?
Oh, no, who's that? Oh,
it's Mike. Hello?
Oh, tell him to go away, please.
No, I can't do that.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, this might not be a good time, Mike.
Hey?
We were just, I was just,
Well, look, I'll go away again, all right?
I'm sorry.
I'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Well, wouldn't you? I'd come to see Tony.
It wasn't.
I just dropped by to see Pat.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Neil told us yesterday he weren't feeling too brilliant.
Oh, it's nice of him to notice.
So I thought I'd come over this morning on my way to Brookfield.
Here he is now, the conquering hero.
Hi, Mum, Grandad.
Welcome home, William.
Oh, thanks, Grandad.
Big moment, this boy.
Yeah, I know.
The end of your very first week as a proper working man, a rite of passage.
That's right, Grandad.
And with your very first grown-up pay packet in your fist, look.
And never you mind that, Joe. Wash your hands and come and sit down, will you?
Right, Mum.
Catch your supper warms for you. Look, hot pot, fresh peas and chips.
I had some of that earlier. Delicious.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
What's on, Mum?
Kept you working late again.
Oh, they'll get their money's worth out of him. You see if they do.
I don't mind working late.
Well, don't you let them exploit you, boy. Bosses is bosses.
Oh, I'm not being exploited.
Well, just don't forget workers is workers as well. And a principle's a principle.
No, I really like the work, Grandad.
Leave him alone, Joe. Well, go on, tell us. Are they pleased with you, are they?
Seem to be.
And did you remember to ask yet, Willie, about the birthday party invitation?
Joe, I want to hear from William.
Well, Greg Turner says I'm a useful pair of hands.
A useful pair of hands. You hear that, Joe?
And Mr. Barth has taught me all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, well, go on, then.
Go on what?
Tell us.
What sort of stuff?
Stuff only gamekeepers know.
Oh, I see.
Well, you can see what you like in front of me, boy.
Mr. Turner told me maybe I'd better not, Grandad.
What's she been saying about me?
Oh, nothing. Only I'd better not.
And what's she trying to imply by that?
Oh, don't get all touchy about it, Joe.
There ain't much or he or anybody else could teach me about game birds.
You can tell us so much, surely, won't we,
Well, yeah. We did have a right old time with the poults today. That's young pheasant's granddad.
Yeah, go on, you cheeky so-and-so. I knows what poults are. Well, I'm going out. If you ain't got anything more interesting to tell me, young William. Yeah, I'll see you later.
Oh, dear. Take no notice of your granddad. Hey, do you want some more chips?
Yeah, please.
And how does it feel to have earned your first wages, eh?
I've got it here. £84.
£84?
And this is for you, Mum. £10.
Oh, you don't have to give me a present.
Well, it ain't a present.
What is it, then?
It's my keep.
Oh, £10. That's meant to be your keep.
Well, ain't it enough?
Well, it ain't very much, love.
What about 15?
Look, William, don't you worry about it for now. We'll work some out later. I mean, you'll have to give us some. Of course you will. But, well, not yet, perhaps. That's your first wages, and I reckon you should keep it all for the first month, say, and then after that I'll ask you for your keep. Have to be a bit more than £10, though, I'm afraid.
You sure we can afford it?
Oh, we'll afford it somehow.
Oh, thanks, Mum, that's great.
And after you've had your supper, you can take them wages, go and meet some of your mates, and spend some of them on yourself.
Oh, I don't know about that, Mum.
What, you know it's not?
Don't really feel like going out.
Don't you?
No, I don't. I think I'll have a bath and an early night.
You're tired out, aren't you?
I'm completely knackered.
Poor Ellie.
I mean, it wasn't meant to be a strawberry costume. Brendan just got the wrong end of the stick.
I'd love to have seen
her. Oh, it was hilarious. Oh, she didn't think so at first, but then she saw the funny side.
Well, that's Hayley.
Yeah, oh no. She's great for business up at the Pick Your Own.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. She's terrific. She's been a wonderful friend to Tommy recently. Oh, Mike, you've really cheered me up. Thanks.
Wow. They knock you sideways these down days.
You can say that again.
Even if you know they might happen.
Trouble is, when you're having one, you can never believe you're ever going to have a day when you'll feel any better.
Well, you have to try and make yourself think back to when it's happened before.
Only even that doesn't always work.
Yeah, I know.
Tim did warn me there'd be ups and downs.
Don't need a doctor to tell you that.
No. Perhaps in my heart I thought the medication was going to sort it all out for me.
Well, whoever invents a medication that will do that is going to rule the world.
Yeah. Suppose you can't expect a drug to solve all your problems.
Yeah. Just be nice to yourself. That's what I try to do when I feel fed up. Find something I like doing. And do it.
Pour us another glass, Eddie. There you go, Dad. And another one for me. Who needs Sid Perks and his watery beer, eh?
When you can have a real drink like this for nothing.
How much do we make on that farmer's market?
£40
Oh, that ain't bad.
Take off what we paid for the stall. Not much of a profit margin.
Oh, so what we got left then?
That.
That's what you get nowadays for a downright quality product.
And I can vouch for the quality, you know.
You've been doing quite a bit of sampling.
You can't have a Friday night without a drink.
And we can't afford to go down the pub, so...
It's called quality control.
Well, you control yourself, Eddie.
Very funny.
Come on, drink up, eh?
I'll one more for myself, why not? Mm.
Yeah, well, we got to check up on the vintage from time to time, haven't we?
Call it blind tasting.
Blind drunk tasting, more like
it. Only we ain't spitting none of it out.
I thought we sold a lot of that apple drink. I thought we'd have made a fortune.
We didn't sell enough of it. And so blooming cheaply. And we went down to the pub after market closed.
Oh, I was forgetting that.
Well, I thought you were.
So much for the wonderful farmer's market.
What have you been thinking, Dad?
Oh, I don't know what it is, but I always get a bad feeling when you says that.
I was looking around at some of those other stores, you know, selling country wines and farm-made beer, mead, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, some of them fancy vintage ciders with posh names cost a pretty penny.
And I don't reckon they're any better quality than what we have got here.
You're right, you know. It slips down like velvet.
Cheers, Dad.
Cheers.
Do you know, we could make a fortune if we marketed this stuff properly.
Well, we've been doing the farmer's market.
Oh, I don't mean that sort of marketing. I mean advertising.
Word of mouth. That's the best kind of advertising there is.
I'm talking big time.
You're serious, eh?
It's a question of image. You've got to be modern. It ain't old Josser's leaning about on gates, chewing straws and burbling on about cider no more. It's trendy kids sitting around in wine bars.
We don't know.
That's where the money is, in them sort of places. You see, we get an agency to sell us, to sell the image of the product. It's like them adverts off the telly, you know what I mean? Smart, trendy. This could be the saving of us, I reckon. It could be the answer.
You think so?
Yeah, just taste it. That's better than anything that Burke sells over his bar.
Grange Farm Cider. It lights all over Birmingham.
No, Grange Farm ain't trendy enough. We've got to have a dead snappy name. Something with a bit of a rhyme to it.
What's wrong with the name of Grundy?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just... Wait a minute, though. Grundy Scrumpy. That's got a catch to it.
Grundy Scrumpy. I like that.
Grundy Scrumpy.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. Oh,
don't be.
There's nothing else I can do.
Yeah, I know.
I just need some sleep.
Well, that's fine.
It's awful. It feels like I'm back at square one.
Look, if you need sleep, you need it.
You sound like Tim.
Yeah. He talks a lot of sense.
He says it's your body's way of telling you.
To pack it in for a bit. Right.
Everybody's being really helpful. I should be doing better, shouldn't I?
So, what did Mike say?
He told me to be nice to myself.
He's right.
And you're telling me to listen to my body?
Not Pat.
Why is it that not a single one of you knows what you're talking about?
Well, Mike knows of all people.
I know he does, really. He doesn't know about being me.
Well, no one can know that but you.
But I can't explain it to people, can I? That's the trouble.
Just get some sleep, Pat. Might help.
Yeah, I know. Oh, look, I'm sorry, love. I know I'm being awful.
I think you're coping incredibly well.
Am I?
Yes. I was amazed at you when Tommy was on remand. You were so strong.
So why is it so much worse now? There's nothing I wanted more than to have him home.
Yeah, well, prison was just for a week. We knew it would come to an end. Now we've got to face whatever comes next.
Are you telling me you think it was easier for us when Tommy was in prison?
No, of course I don't mean that.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Pat, you're not listening to me.
It might have been easier for you, but it certainly wasn't for me.
I just mean that now he's home, we have to look to the future, to what's going to happen at his trial. And that's frightening.
scares me, all right.
Yeah, sure. It's not easy to deal with.
I just can't bear the thought of Tommy in prison with a criminal record. He doesn't deserve it. It just isn't fair.
The Archers was written by Chris Hawes and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Louise Gifford and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.